USA News. I'm Tim Berg. The Commerce Department says economic growth in the United States during the first quarter of the year was significantly lower than expected. The agency reporting that gross domestic product increased by 1.6%, falling short of economists' forecasts of a 2.4% rise. A New York appeals court overturns a conviction of former entertainment mogul Harvey Weinstein, who was convicted in 2020 of rape. Ashley Judd was one of the women accusing Weinstein of sexual misconduct. She spoke during a press conference in New York City.
Today is a day like every day in American women's lives when male sexual violence has intruded and disrupted our lives.
Earlier this week, House Speaker Mike Johnson traveled to Columbia University in New York City to condemn anti-Semitism amid ongoing protests over Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza. While traveling with the president aboard Air Force One, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says anti-Semitism is wrong.
There is no place for hate or hateful rhetoric or any type of violence, obviously. And that is sometimes something that we continue to condemn, and we've been very consistent about that throughout our term, throughout his term.
Progress is being made in the Baltimore Harbor after the key bridge collapse. USA's John Schaefer explains.
A cargo ship, the Balsa 94, has sailed through a newly opened deep water channel in Baltimore after being stuck in the harbor since the Key Bridge collapsed 4 weeks ago, halting maritime traffic. The ship, sailing under a Panamanian flag, is headed for St. John, Canada.
The national average for a gallon of regular gas is down slightly on Thursday. AAA reporting it dropped a penny to $3.65 a gallon. That's almost 2 cents lower than a week ago. You're listening to USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins, are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Severe weather is in the forecast for millions of Americans. Large hail, heavy downpours, and isolated tornadoes are possible from Oklahoma to Iowa, and those storms will push eastward from Arkansas to Illinois on Sunday. Forecasters are warning of flash flooding from the heavy rain and are telling residents across the Central Plains to stay alert for tornadoes. President Biden spent part of his Thursday in Syracuse, New York, announcing new developments with the CHIPS and Science Act. While speaking in the Empire State, the president touts his dedication to unions.
I know I get criticized for being the most pro-union president in American history, but guess what? The middle class built this country, and unions built the middle class.
The semiconductor manufacturing company Micron will begin the construction of its first New York memory fabrication facilities, known as Fab, in 2025. The House Judiciary Committee is continuing to map out the early stages of the Manhattan District Attorney's hush money case against Donald Trump in a report accusing the retired attorney of forcing a prosecution against the former president for political reasons. The committee claiming that Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg, an elected Democrat, brought a weak case against former President Trump because he succumbed to the pressure of former special prosecutor Mark Pomerantz. The committee member saying the timing of Bragg's decision to charge Trump raises considerable suspicion. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.